So would you say there's a sort of a duty which falls to the artist, the creator, to be contentious, to always be, I don't like the expression, but to be pushing that envelope a little bit to see what would happen, to stir things up?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, I think a lot of this depends on your generation and depends on your time and the stage of your career as an artist. It's too easy, I think, to lump all artists together and say, you know, they're all the same from 23 to 63. It's not so. I mean, depending on the stages in your career, depends how you view what you make and what you want to develop, I think.
Right.
What you will get out of that show is you'll see a lot of very new, up-and-coming and young artists. A new generation bringing
right.
ideas in.
Right.
And it's also smattered with some a slightly older generation of artists, maybe in their late 30s and 40s too.
Right.
More established artists who support the show and go into competition, which actually is a really good thing for artists to do, going into competition, because they're testing their ideas out.
Yes.
Not only they're testing yes. their ideas in the exhibition with you as an audience, they're also testing their ideas with the judges and the peer panel.
Right. So, yes. So they're really,
you know, it's a very important experience for artists, and certainly younger artists. It's an important process to go through.
Right. And that's the Gerwood Drawing Prize
yeah.
exhibition.
Yeah.
Got a couple of notes about it actually. It's at the Pittville Gallery. At the University of Gloucestershire yeah. on Albert Road in Cheltenham. There's a number to ring if you're interested in any more details. It's 01242 714 940, but it's only during office hours, Monday to Friday, and that show is on until the 28th of November. It is free. Well, we're coming up to the adverts again in just a moment, but We were chatting earlier on when we were sort of putting this programme together a little bit, and I've got one or two sort of other people's questions which came in. There's one here. What do you think of censorship, John? Should art be censored at all? I know you were just saying that it's part of a responsibility, if you like, of an artist to sort of push the argument or push the barriers a little bit. But how far can an artist really go? Or should we not even be asking that question?
Well, I think it's more of a one-day conference than probably a two-minute conversation. But, I mean, censorship is an important area for discussion. I think the state, the relationship between state, law, and art makers is often an easy one.
Yes.
For example, Adolf Hitler quickly got rid of sent into exile, let's say, some of the greatest artists of the 20th century
right.
to America. And there was an exhibition in Berlin, I think it's recently been put together and re-shown, the Degenerates exhibition, which actually displays the work of some of the finest artists of the 20th century who were considered to be degenerate by the political system current at that time yeah. in Germany, which would be Nazism.
Yeah, very quickly, I heard recently that Adolf Hitler had applied to go to art college but didn't get in. So perhaps if they'd let him...
Well, his paintings fetch a good price, you know.
Well, I'm not surprised, given the...
Watercolourist. And I think he actually did study at the Academy for a while. Though he did end up as a house painter, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Painter and decorator.
Maybe that's the fate of all artists. You either become a house painter or you dominate Europe.
I love it.
Hey, listen, very talented painter, actually, Tony.
Really?
Very talented. I think he is, yeah. It's very interesting.
So
stuff.
Adolf was underrated, you're saying?
I think he took criticism badly.
Yes, I can see that. Yes, yeah.
Rejection, let's say.
Yeah, a whole load of people he objected to. Now, we're talking art this week. My guest today is John France, all the way from Uwe. Thanks for coming along, John.
Pleasure.
What I have in front of me here are just a couple of comments from artists and art critics, which I found on the internet. And I just want to throw one or two of these at you and see what you make of it. Because what we're trying to do, of course, is to sort of try and develop our appreciation of art, get to grips with it, and hopefully, get that penny to drop. Oh, I always feel as if there's a penny lodged somewhere in me, which it would take someone like yourself to sort of give me a bash and try and encourage the penny to drop.
Okay, I'll do that.
So I've got one here. This is from somebody called Anwar, and it says, many of what we know of as masterpieces owe their beauty or interest to something other than the artwork itself. For instance, would you call a Van Gogh interesting, or is it the man's torrid life that stirs the imagination? So, do we look at a piece of art or a sculpture or whatever purely as what it is, or what is it else?
I think
that we
it's
need
a little bit
mind?
About what I was saying earlier, really, about how things become assimilated and change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Van Goghs are beautiful paintings in my book. I mean, I would recommend anyone going to the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, or
right.
just outside.
Uh-huh.
They are beautiful paintings. But Van Gogh, without wanting to sound too cliché, is an icon, isn't it? He stands
Absolutely.
For a whole set of other things as well. It's changed over the years, over the decades. And we now view those works from a totally different perception than when they were first made. And of course they carry with them all kinds of political, cultural weight.
Yes.
I mean the
So the artwork itself is inseparable really from
well,
the
I think
time
you just
it
have
was
to conte-
painted or
I think you just have to contextualize it now with this time. That's past.
Right.
I mean, we're not seeing it fresh, newly discovered, are we?
No.
How many people have actually seen a Van Gogh? You've all seen pictures. You've never seen the Van Gogh with a surface. You know, they're real objects.
Yeah.
And all I would say to people is before they make any judgments or any assumptions about Van Gogh, what Van Gogh was and what his work is, go and see the actual work itself.